Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Friday. We're going to wrap up the third show, November 7th, 2014. The first week is done. Done. First week of November, over. Done, 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 done. 7 weeks left for the whole year. That's it. There's 31 days in December there is. Is there only 7 weeks left? I'm saying right now, I'm declaring, without looking at a calendar, there's only 7 weeks remaining in this year. What are we going to do, class? What are we going to do to close out this year and make it the best one ever? You know, to close out these daily shows, I like to wrap up and just go back to the first show this morning, second show this afternoon, wrap a bow around it for a couple minutes, and just get everybody laser focused on what's important for today's teaching on the Everyday Saturday podcast. By the way, thank you so much. We're skyrocketing in the ratings on iTunes. Make sure to go there, leave a 5-star review, leave some great comments for the show as well. Always follow on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Follow me on Facebook as well, same thing, Sam Crowley. And let's make sure we stay connected, because remember, dreamers, doers, entrepreneurs, we're like eagles. I mean, we're not like everybody else out there. However, when all of us are together and we combine our talents and our passion, man, it is exciting. We should actually have a live event. What do you think? Sometime coming up in 2015, get all the listeners to the Everyday Saturday show from all over the world in one place. How on fire do you think that place would be? You think we would blow the roof off that place or what? Oh, my God. So we're talking about opportunity. Started today's show about Uber. You know, do you think you could have started Uber? All it is just a car service, and they have an app. That's it. They use GPS on an app. Now, I don't know what it costs to develop the app. Now, you know the story. Listen to today's show about how they gave 2% of their ownership to the company away, and then they bought it back for $1 million. And you know the story, right? Not to go back into that one. But do you think you could have developed that idea? Of course you could have. What's the difference between somebody that started Uber and you? Nothing, really. I mean, there really isn't, except the fact that they're actually just doing what they love to do. I don't know the owners of the company personally. I assume they have a passion for technology and wanting to provide a service that didn't exist. You know what's funny? Now Uber is becoming a verb. Hey, I Ubered it. Go ahead and Uber that. Hey, did you Uber that? It really is. I don't know if it's going to end up being in the dictionary or not, but it's now becoming a part of the lexicon here in the U.S., and it's pretty wild, man. A year ago, you wouldn't know. Even though they've been around since 2010, I hadn't heard of them since August. And then on the second show today, we talked about opportunity is going to disguise itself. A little bit of work, you have to roll up your sleeves. But you can't wake up every morning thinking, I dread the day. I dread the day. That's not the way you do it, man. You wake up, you jump out of bed. I mean, you have to jump out of bed. And even if those bones hurt, even if those muscles are tired, even if you had a late night, even if you got to go to the job, all right, it ain't the end of the world. It's temporary. Remember, you got to learn that word, temporary. It's a very powerful word when used in context of pain, misery. Remember, pain is always going to happen. You can't avoid it. Misery is optional, all right? You're not going to avoid pain in business. You're not going to avoid pain in your personal life, but you can avoid being miserable, because you know what happens when you're miserable? It's like you throw a big net around everybody else around you. Hey, I'm miserable. Let's all come on in, everybody. Let's all be miserable together, because you ain't going to succeed if I'm not going to succeed. How many people you know like that? I know a lot. Used to know a lot. You ain't going to succeed if I'm not succeeding. I mean, it's crazy. We're all worried about what's going on. It's like we have 180-degree vision, you know? What if you could only look like a horse riding a race, running in a race, and you got those blinders on? What if you could only see straight ahead, and you had nobody else, no friends, no family, nobody else out there distracting you, talking to you, getting in your head? Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. How many times have you started a business, and you looked at and judged your performance, whether it's in a job as well? I have judged your performance based on how other people are doing. Why don't you just run your own race? Why do you, why, That's such a detriment to people's success in business, is they look around to see how they're doing in comparison to others, when in fact everybody is completely 100% unique. We all have our own unique DNA. One person may be a better communicator. One person may be a late night person, an early morning person. Somebody else may be really great with numbers. Somebody else may have command of business vernacular and be able to find investors or network and things like that. Everybody's got their own special talent, but you're never going to outwork me. A lot of people have more talent than I do. Nobody's going to outwork me in the space that I own. And that's what you got to do. We're talking about Uber this morning with opportunity. Individuals who are like, hey, remember I used the example. You know, hey, I'll do some work for you, Sam, but what are you going to pay me? It ain't about that, man. It ain't about that. I'm giving you an opportunity to connect with me on a level, very intimate level. We can work together for a little while, do a little bit of coaching, a little bit of training. I need you to do some translating for me. That's the deal, okay? And if you're looking for monetary compensation, if you're always looking for the cash, you will never be satisfied. You ever been to a Greyhound race? I went to a Greyhound race back in 1993 in Houston, Texas. And how they get the Greyhounds off and running at a dog track. If you've ever been to one, it's crazy. They put a fake rabbit on the inside pole, and the dogs are like salivating. I can just imagine my two border collies right now just doing that. They put a little fake rabbit on the inside track, the little pole there, and it gets the dogs all like, they're going crazy. And then, boom, they open the gates. The dogs chase after that rabbit the entire time. They just keep chasing it. They never catch it. The rabbit, guess what? Guess what the rabbit? The rabbit stays just a little bit ahead of the dogs, right? And then the race is over, and the dogs are like, damn, what happened, man? I never caught that rabbit. Rabbit always stayed about 5 feet in front of me. That thing zooms around the track. Those Greyhounds, they run fast. I mean, wow, do they run fast. And that's people chasing cash. Just chasing a rabbit, man. Just chasing that rabbit. You're never going to catch it. So if you're looking to make cash, have a ball. Go work for an hourly wage or do whatever you got to do. If you're looking to work and add value and make connections, that's where the opportunity is going to be for you, because you have something right now intrinsically valuable for other people. You have an incredible amount of talent you can use to help somebody out in their business, and you don't have to get paid for it. But boy, let me tell you, if you can just get this thought from today's shows into your mind about the reward I'm going to get. Do you want cash in hand, or do you want a lifetime of value, a blueprint? Go look to make million-dollar connections with people. There's your opportunity. Go serve a purpose. It doesn't matter whether that's a technical skill, a communication skill, a financing skill, whatever that is. You can serve a purpose for somebody, someplace, right now, and that person is a million-dollar connection. Will you look for that opportunity this weekend? Your homework class. Remember, today's Friday, but every day is Saturday. Tomorrow, I'll knock a couple shows out for you as well. And, of course, over the weekend, I always give the Everyday Saturday love to the listeners. Make sure you are subscribed to the show so you get the most updated podcast from moi. Make sure, heading into the weekend, look for opportunities. Opportunities are going to disguise themselves, a little bit of work. But, man, you get down below that iceberg, pure gold, baby. Pure gold. My name's Sam Crowley. Love having you as a subscriber of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.